are indeed back again. This is the Oh No Radio Show. We are live here from Scumbag Studios. Duncan, the headphone app already?
Yeah.
You got the buzz? Get the buzz? Oh, man.
Is it gone? All right,
good. We can do a show. Yeah, you're going to get used to that, guys. Get used to that pounding that you're hearing, because the headphone amp is dying for the rest of the listeners. I'm fine, so I don't notice it.
Yeah, but ladies and gentlemen, that noise that you hear is me beating the ever-living shit out of it.
Yeah, exactly. Anyway, we are back. This is the Oh No Radio Show, and here we are. Ladies and gentlemen, in the studio is myself, as usual, getting drunk.
Yep.
On a, you know, good old-fashioned Budweiser, red label. Duncan is here with me once again, ladies and gentlemen. The owner of No Shits, the
no
giver
fucks.
Of No Fucks.
Giver of No Fucks. No Fucks Asked, None Given.
Duncan, my co-host in the studio.
Oh, yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, with him, as I guess they are now a package deal... is, of course, the lovely Kelsey.
Where there's smoke, there's fire.
Of course.
And, Duncan, if you wouldn't mind putting the camera on our favorite guest of all in the studio, my wife.
Lovely.
Teresa is in the studio. It sounds weird still, huh?
Yeah.
It's a little...
It's like every time we talk, there's a buzz.
Oh, well, fuck off. You guys are going to give
a fuck.
Turn down the level. See where it says level 2? Turn that down a little bit. See if that helps.
Level
2. Yeah. There's words there. It says that. Maybe turn down the gain. It's going into channel 2. You can turn it down on your thing. I don't have control over that. That's your headphone app, and I did what I could to try and get it working here for tonight's podcast. Come on.
It sounded a little better.
All right, good. All right, there you go.
Fuck with stuff.
See, everything's fine on my end. I wish you would be able to... You can't really talk into the mic, though, huh?
No, it's
if
like
you're,
one-sided.
If you're...
Yeah. Yeah,
it's
really now we've only got one.
Now you've got one side? Jesus Christ.
Nice.
Well, glad the show is going well for them. Me, myself, I'll talk to the internet listeners, the people that I care about, the actual listeners, not you guys.
Huh.
I will say that it's good to have your support. I'm glad that you're listening. I've seen a good number spike here over the last couple of weeks.
Yeah.
And we're back on track, I think, from a little hiatus.
From a business standpoint.
Yeah. Is it still shit?
No.
Is it still shit?
I mean, it's
good.
Better shit.
It's good for now.
It's better shit.
It's okay. Good. All right.
It's acceptable shit.
Just, yeah. Play with that. That's the root of all evil. We'll get you a new headphone amp. And
it's normally what I do is play with it, Owen.
I know. Either way, here we are. We're like a week till Christmas or something. It's less than
crazy.
A week.
Fuck. It's exactly a week till Christmas.
Yeah, it's a week till Christmas. I didn't know it was exactly a week. Actually, I don't do math well, but you got your shopping done, Duncan?
Yep.
Not even started?
Oh, started.
Started.
Yeah.
Okay. Good. Good. See,
solid like 30%.
All right. Yeah. I got
maybe
a really
40.
I got a really good fucking jump today, man. I'm not even kidding.
Yeah.
I went from 0 to 95% in a day.
That's fantastic.
I went and just did it.
Yeah.
I had the right day off. Guys, don't go after work. Take a day off. You take one day off, you'll get it all done.
You know what the sad thing is?
I know you don't have any days off. None of us do. But at the same time, like, I had a day off in the middle of the week, and the stores were tolerable.
Yeah.
You go and you drive by a parking lot at 7 o'clock or something like that on a regular day of work.
You will want to
shoot
everything.
You're not going to want to go in there, and trust me, they're out of shit anyway. Don't. Just don't bother.
Yeah.
So what I'm saying is, I think what I found is like, it was a little stressful, but I get stressed just going anywhere. I get stressed going, you know, to the barber shop. I get stressed going to the fucking any store.
I
don't
get stressed going
around
vouch
people.
For that.
Oh, I just
stresses over anything outside of this house.
Yep.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
I'm the same way.
Me too.
I get super stressed. I get anxious.
And because
I don't like
everybody.
Crowds of people, and I hate everyone.
Yep.
And everyone's a douchebag, and they're just assholes in public.
Yep.
And I want to just, man, you're really gonna pay for that I went to Best Buy today, right? And I got some of my Christmas gifts at Best Buy. Not a bad place to be shopping for Christmas gifts. Big man over here with the monies. And I wasn't shopping at Big Lots. I'll tell you that.
Yeah.
We can get to that one later. Either way, what I'm trying to say is, you know, I was in line at the Best Buy, and I've got, you know, quite a lot of money in purchases that are going on here.
Right.
And some guy's credit card ain't working, and he's buying a mouse. He's buying one mouse and a random DVD. And he just won't get out of the way, man. Like, I stood there for 10 minutes. It felt like 10 minutes. It was probably like 45 seconds.
Right. But anytime you're standing in a queue like that, like, you always want to fucking everything. I hate standing in line. I hate standing
in line.
Pet peeve.
Standing in line.
That's why you hate
Disney.
I hate theme parks. I hate any time that I have to stand in line and wait. Just let me go.
Get what I fucking want and leave. Let me get what I came here for and get the fuck out. What? Like, I love the automated, like, the self-scan shit.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Big fan. Every place should have those.
They should. But, you know, then I have to bag it myself. And then you get, like, I feel like you get more of a second degree as you're walking out the door. Like, did you really pay for all that?
Really pay for all of it? Yeah, I just hold up my receipt.
Hey, man. Check it out.
There's all my shit.
Yeah.
I'm proficient enough to know how to scan the fucking thing on the demagnetizing strip.
That is true.
That's half the goddamn battle
right
there.
Yeah, that's true. Guys, if you're going to steal something, wipe it on the magnetizing strip first.
Yeah, for real.
There's ways to do it. That's the way to go.
And there's ways not to do it.
As you may or may not have noticed, Ono Radio Show loyal listeners, someone isn't here tonight. What was his name?
You had to bring it up.
I didn't.
Gotten over it.
It's barely hit me yet, you know? I'm not even sure that I care, but ladies and gentlemen, Ty is indeed dead.
This is a true story.
As previously stated on the last podcast, kind of hypothetically at that point.
Yeah, we still, at that point, had no
official knowledge
word.
Of his demise.
We just feared the worst.
But now,
and it was true.
He was in a tragic jackhammering, I guess you would say.
Jackhammering?
Jackhammerologist? He was just in an incident that involved jackhammers.
Yeah.
And that's all we're at liberty to say
legally,
at this point. It's
still pending investigation, as far as we've been able to tell.
You know, I got that call, dude.
Yeah?
Well, because I made all the jokes on the last podcast. Yeah.
You motherfucker.
Well, they seriously thought that, you know, I had something to do with it.
Oh, Jesus Christ. That's the last thing we need around here.
That's so creepy.
So,
it went in one ear and then the other one. That was fucked up.
It's the ghost
of
Ty.
It's Ghost Ty.
It's we're talking about him.
Yeah.
Ghost Ty is in the amp.
It's what happened.
Shit.
Fuck.
Oh, man.
Tell me if you guys hear things that I don't, because he's obviously in that amp.
No, he's in that amp. He is for sure in that one right there. Like, I'm looking at it.
It's like we almost have to take a...
And I keep hitting him. That's why he's getting pissed. That's,
yeah.
He wants us to know that he's here. Like, we know you're here, buddy. We know you're here, Ty. We know you're here.
In spirit. He'll always be with us.
He will.
In the ghost amp of Ty.
Yeah. I mean, I'm pretty
sure... Now we can't get rid of the amp. I was going to throw it out. I was going to throw it in the dumpster behind my house.
With the babies.
Yeah, well...
Yeah. Not your babies.
You didn't have to tell...
No, they're not your babies. It's okay.
Now he's going to get a call about that.
No, it's fine. The other people are throwing their babies in the dumpster behind Owen's house. It's not his fault that there are prom night dumpster babies going in there. Like, it's not... It really isn't. It just happens.
So anyway, going back to holiday shopping.
Yeah. Rest in peace, Ty.
A lot of people out there looking for the deals. They're in all seriousness going out and trying to run people over in parking lots.
Oh my God, I saw
it about 8 times today. People just fucking, and old people too. They're almost the worst.
They are the worst because they're losing touch with reality.
They need the deals, and they have, like, I'm a veteran.
And I got to get to dinner by 4:30 so that I can be back home and watching Wheel of Fortune at 6.
Matlock's on. I'm missing Matlock. Matlock.
Matlock hasn't been out in 20 fucking years.
I'm sure it's on somewhere. Either way, old people have special TVs.
Yeah.
They get
that
Matlock,
only get Matlock and Murder, She Wrote,
Murder,
and the
She
Golden
Wrote,
Girls.
And the Golden Girls. Yeah. Yeah.
I kind of want one of those old people TVs.
Everyone's a dick.
Me too.
In public.
Oh, my God. Dude, okay, so I went to this place last week when I did some of my fucking...
That's so creepy.
Ghost tie.
You don't have to say it. Just...
I know.
Work through it, people.
Work through it.
God damn you, tie.
So I went... when I did some of my holiday shopping, I went to a mall.
Ooh.
You in a mall?
Yeah, how terrifying is that?
Not a good
idea. It's not realistic.
Idea.
It is
not a good idea.
It isn't. It was last week when I actually had a day off. And I had free time. And I went. And I went early, too. Like, I went before noon to the mall just because I thought that it would be a little bit better. And. God damn it. All right.
By the way, that was me chugging some strawberry watermelon Gatorade while Duncan hits the headphone
the
app.
Amp.
I'm trying to get it to work.
There we go.
Yeah, what were you saying?
I went to the mall, and God damn it, do I hate malls.
They're awful.
They are awful.
Which mall did you go to?
The Florida Mall.
Oh, by the way, for those of you that don't know the Florida Mall that are from out of the town or what have you, Florida Mall is where you're going to find your tourists. You're going to find a large amount of tourists and...
Brazilians.
All Brazilian tour groups in malls. There's nothing worse.
And that mall is so poorly laid out.
It is.
Like, it's just so long.
Well, it's because they started with a mall and then Millennia was built, which was the new fancy mall in town.
Which, fuck that mall.
Yeah, fuck that mall.
I hate Millennia.
But... the point is with the Florida Mall is that they had to extend and make it bigger because of it.
Yeah.
And they had no game plan for that. They just
built shit here and there. Yeah. And it's
it needs to be two stories. It would make so much more sense.
Yeah, it would.
Yeah,
it would.
So anyway, so I go to the Florida Mall and of course I'm shopping for her.
Right.
You know, as well as a few other people. And it's just like every time I go into the mall, my IQ drops like 70 points.
Oh, it's instant.
And not only that, my IQ drops and my rage goes up.
IQ down.
Rage.
Rage up.
And I go in there and I'm like, fuck, why am I here? What did I come here for? And then, I can't remember why on God's name I would be in the fucking Florida Mall.
And then you start like having conniptions like, where do I go? I don't.
Yeah. I'm like, how the fuck do I? I'm like, I never come to the mall without a woman. Like, I don't know how to navigate these fucking places.
I have
anymore.
No. I'm useless.
Yeah.
I get angry.
I can only.
I turn into a caveman a little bit.
I can only ever find Hot Topic. This is the only store.
It's right when you walk in.
I couldn't even. I fucked that up.
By
somehow.
The food court.
Yeah.
Yeah, by the food court. Somehow I fucked that up, and I ended up parking by M&M's World.
Well, that's
and I'm like,
Duncan, you probably did black out and have like an hour in the food court where you just sat and ate, and you don't remember it. And then you woke up.
Because there's an A&W in there,
and then you went
and a Dairy Queen.
Oh,
fuck.
Yeah,
food court is the dirtiest. Food court.
The Florida Mall food court.
In filthy. The longest time.
Yeah. Yeah, a lot of us. I work nearby there sometimes, and a lot of us go as kind of a group because it's one of those things like no one can ever decide where are we going for
where
lunch
are we going
today.
For lunch? Where are we going for lunch?
So yeah, we end up going to. We've gone to that food court several times, and every time, like, I mean, I just walk around for a few times and just get the samples of the chicken, and they're all the same, like in every one.
Yeah,
you ever
all
notice
bourbon
that?
Chicken.
It's like the same one in every one, and like I don't know how to judge which one I want. And then I just get full on walking around the circle a few times, and I don't even have to.
And then you go outside, smoke a cigarette,
and I'm done. That's a good lunch. It's good lunch,
dude. It was terrifying. And of course, like I finally stumble upon the store that I'm looking for to buy some shit for my mom.
What is it?
Lush.
Oh, Jesus. Why are you in... What is Lush?
It's It's like a Bath and Body type store.
Kind of.
For sluts? That's what it sounds like.
No, it's all natural.
No, it's like,
it's high-end. It's super gay shit.
Yeah, yeah.
All right.
Yeah, super gay shit. And the dude that, like, helped me find the shit.
Yeah, but it's all organic type, like.
Yeah, they've all got fruity little names and shit. And it.
Is it hippie or is it gay?
Both.
I think it's hippie.
Because I feel like the hippies and the gays, they definitely share certain...
It's a little hippie. Oh, it's for sure it's hippie, but it's all...
But you know what I'm saying, though? Like, the gays and the hippies, how they, like, share certain...
It's hippie gay.
Wow. It's that bad, huh?
Dude, it's... And now I'm trying to get the other channel back. Is it working? No. Maybe? No.
Damn.
Maybe? Littering and...
Littering and...
It's a little... I'm
oh, my God.
Just fucking deal with it.
You might just have to deal with it.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Or I'm going to roll without headphones. I don't really care.
You guys, yeah, whatever. Yeah. If there's something more important that I, or a caller or something, I'll tell you to put them on.
Yeah,
maybe
exactly.
Try and hear him. But
anyway, so like I'm in Lush and the dude that's helping me out, because I walk in and of course I am just fried. Like I can't go to the mall sober.
Right.
Like it is not a possibility.
No.
I can imagine.
Oh
my
it.
God.
I have to have a couple of beers before I walk into a mall.
Yeah,
like,
see,
I can't just go there.
Yeah. And so, dude, like, the whole drive there, I'm just like, oh my God.
He's
like,
talking about smoking marijuana. Kids.
I am talking about smoking marijuana.
Just want to point that one out.
Just in case everybody didn't already know that.
You know?
Yeah.
Just in case.
Just in case none of you have met me.
Yeah,
I would
once
like to point
he
that
has,
out.
You've been known. Let's just say you've been known.
Once in a while.
In a while.
I have been known to enjoy the devil's lettuce.
That's right.
So you're
in the mall.
I am fucking just...
You're
like,
baked.
And I am baked as shit, and I'm in Lush, and like I just walk in, and I'm all like, fuck, where do I even start? And then this very gay man comes up, and he's like, hi, how can I help you?
Do you need some soap?
Dude, he says, like, what are you looking for today? I was like, lotions? I need shit for my mom.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Yeah.
I need shit for my mom. And he's just like, okay, well, what?
We can set you up with a guest basket.
And that's exactly
it's
what I wanted.
An assortment of about four different items that you can pick and kind of mix and match. I suggest this. It's going to be in a little...
You're actually gayer than he is.
Yeah.
Than he was.
You're going to put it in a little basket.
Little
hay.
No, they already have all that shit pre-made.
And then we're going to... Yeah, but and then you just buy the cellophane fucking thing, and you throw it in a
he's
box,
going
and you
for...
send it off to fucking Michigan, and you're good with mom, right?
Detroit.
No, not Detroit. Mom lives in Indianapolis.
No,
have to send it to Tennessee.
Mom definitely lives in Detroit.
Yeah. Dude, so I go in there, and like he's trying to sell me on all this shit. He's just like, well, this is one of our hand scrubs. These are all natural.
They want you to try everything.
Yeah, and I'm like, dude, I don't want to try anything. Like, I don't need this shit.
Oh,
is not for
it.
Me.
Oh, you love it. You're rubbing
your
hands.
Yeah, that's exactly
you're getting
what I like
all
to
the
do
different
when...
lotions.
Oh, yeah.
You're in there
when
like
I'm stoned,
smelling
that's exactly
all...
what I want to do is fucking be like, yeah, I smell like fucking flowers. What's this one smell like?
Flowers.
Fucking flowers. Yeah. Like, I don't need this shit. It's for my mom because it makes her happy. So I finally, like, after about 10 minutes, 15 minutes in there, which seems like an eternity. Like, anybody who's spent any time, if you've been in a store longer than you want to be there, then it's just an eternity. And I'm in there and I'm just like, just give me that one. Just give me that, please. And I go up and then, like... Everybody in that store is so fucking happy. And you walk in there and it's one of those stores that has a definite smell. Like Abercrombie has that kind of like really
horrible fake air. They probably put like smelling devices in there and fucking
soap and shit that smells the high hell anyway.
Okay.
Like
it's like the old candy shop. You ever been to an old candy shop? How it's like a smell of all the candy at once. Like candy shops have smells.
Kind of like that.
All right.
Like it's a very
or like a bar where it's just like.
It smells like piss and old beer
and
cigarettes. And
cigarettes,
yeah.
Like the old pub smell, I like to call it.
Oh, yeah.
So, I must bring this up. I know it's completely, you know, outside of our topic right now, but I just got a text from Bender. Asking if there's going to be a newsstand today, and that means he's obviously listening to the show, and I will tell him that, yes, there is going to be a newsstand today, but it might not be by him. Now, he's also welcome to call.
Absolutely.
If he has one, he can do the first segment. I'll do the second.
Oh.
Oh, no. We're not doing two news. Yeah. We're not doing.
That'll take 8 hours.
That will take 8 hours. We can do a news. We can do, if he wants to call, I say, in the second segment and participate in Kelsey's newsstand as a contestant. I think that would be the right way to go about it.
Yeah.
So, Bender, if you are listening, if you want to call and talk about it, you're welcome to do that as well. Right. The phone lines are open, guys, and we haven't even mentioned that.
No, we have
not. Give us a call at
321-332-0186.
Someone's got to do Ty's part.
I know. It might as well be me because I do, in fact, love Satan.
So I'm going to throw a scenario out to you.
Rape.
Yeah, not quite that.
Oh, damn it. All right.
But I was in a bit of conundrum. I've not even told Teresa about this. This is something weird that happened to me when I was on my way home, driving home from work one day.
You got caught with your wiener out?
I didn't do that. It wasn't quite that. But I was, kind of just actually cruising home. It was an easy chill drive and one of those. Actually,
where you just get in the zone and you're just driving, rocking out.
It was just kind of cool. It was a nice drive, right? And so we get to this stoplight that's less than a mile from my house. And there's this work truck in front of me. And it's obviously just kind of pulled off a job. And it's they're just getting going on their way. And it's not like a really shitty truck. It's actually a pretty nice, like, F-250 or something.
Yeah.
And it's got, like, the toolbox. It's got some, you can obviously see, it's got tools in the back of it. It's got, like, a rack for its stuff and everything. And obviously, somebody didn't put something on the rack right. Because I see, like, as they come to this stop at this light, I see a cock, like, a really nice cock gun.
You just said a cock, and
a
then
cock.
I
see a
just a big flopping wiener.
Well, someone shot that one out. I saw a really nice cock. Saw a really nice cock gun fall out of the, fall out of the truck, and it wasn't just like some, you know, one of the cheapies that you'd buy for whatever, and I saw it and I'm like, oh man, that really sucks. They don't know that that's just falling off there, right?
Yeah.
And we're at the stoplight and no one's behind me, so I throw on my, you know, e-brake. I drive a manual and I hop out the car and I run and I grab it, and as I grab it to
light
go like help
green.
Them out, the light turns green, and so like they have the window down and I'm like, hey, 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 hey. And I'm just like waving at him.
Yeah.
Like with the cock gun. The cock gun. I'm waving
at
him
with the cock.
With the cock gun.
Gun.
And no reaction
Wiener.
Whatsoever. Don't see me. Don't hear me. Don't nothing. And they go straight. My question is to you, at that point, what do?
You take the cock gun and... You take the cock.
You take the cock gun.
Gun.
And you put it in the back seat.
Yeah. And you bring it home in case you have any cocking needs.
It's Christmas time.
You going to give it as a present?
No. I was so irritated at the fact that I really tried to do something nice. I hopped out of my car and I fucking yelled at him. I was like, ah, you know, just like, ah. And they were so fucking oblivious. And I was so pissed. That, like, and then now, you know, there's, of course, a guy that's pulling up.
Yeah.
That's coming to
behind
you. Behind me.
Yeah.
And so I'm like, well, fuck, if I just grab it and put it in my car, now I look like I'm stealing a cop gun. And I'm so pissed at this point at these guys that have just taken off and taken no notice. I was like, you know what, fuck it. And I just threw it back in the street where I found it, got in my car, and just went on my merry way. But... what would you do? I mean, what am I supposed to do? Is it good citizens? Go chase them down?
No, fuck that. Keep it. At that point, you keep it.
I could have. I could have kept it. I could have done that.
You could have kept it. You could have given it to somebody as a gift.
Yeah, it's true.
I don't know. Personally, I wouldn't have dropped it just because of the odd chance of someone finding it and then something happening and then there's your fingerprints on it, but that's just how it
is.
It's a cock gun.
It's a cock gun. They're not killing anybody with a cock gun.
It's not a gun. It's a fucking, like, it's...
No, but people are retarded. I don't know.
I know people are retarded.
Well,
I'm
here
well
we are.
Aware.
It's documented right here on the radio show as to what actually happened.
Yes.
And I'm sure they'll do do truth tests on my voice to see if it was genuine. But that's a real story. And that I'm actually also happened.
Sure that, you know, the authorities listen to this podcast.
That's
actually, maybe that's the market we should be going after.
Well, we'll have a lot more live listeners like at the house.
But excuse me, kids, what are you doing in here?
I'm not big on like Twitter or any of that shit.
Twatter. Ah, fuck. I'm supposed to do an Ono radio show, Twatter.
You need to.
God damn it.
All well, right. I've told you about like our problems with the Twitter thing before, right?
The account
has been hijacked by someone, but it posts the episodes every week. Like, it's an RSS feed of the thing, but I don't have access to it.
What?
If you go to Ono Radio Twitter at Ono Radio Show. No.
This has been going on
since the origin of the show.
Since before I started doing it.
Yeah. It's been a thing. No one quite knows what the deal is. I've tried a million passwords, a million email addresses to try and like rectify this. And Twitter's been very I've sent emails to Twitter.
Yeah.
The company about it. And it's all a big mystery somehow. No one can figure this one out.
I got it. Wait.
So, it posts the RSS feed of the show every week. So every time, you know, it posts. So go like Ono Radio Show.
No, hold on.
You know? But no, we need to do the real Ono Radio Show.
I'm doing it right now.
Yeah. So we're gonna set that up.
Yeah.
But I read a good Twitter the other day, which I thought was fucking hilarious, and it's, you know, the only. This is about Morgan Freeman, which I claim, honestly, is the new James Earl Jones in pop culture. Wouldn't you say, as a voice?
Absolutely.
Like,
yeah.
He's the new definitely. James Earl Jones. Like, I came upon that epiphany. Like, that was my, you know, really, that was breaking.
And it was an apostrophe.
Whatever it is. But the...
That was a hook joke. Every time I hear somebody say epiphany, an apostrophe. Yeah. An epiphany. I'm sorry.
I get it now.
Yeah.
All right. I thought you were making fun of my grammar.
No, you were correct. I was just being a dick.
Fuck off. I had to clarify that one. But the tweet I read was the only person allowed to talk at Morgan Freeman's funeral is Morgan Freeman. And I thought that was just so like, you know what? Yeah. He needs to write his own eulogy and read it.
Oh, man, right before he dies.
Because then everyone will cry and it'll be, you know, that's a good funeral.
That's a damn good funeral.
How long have we been doing? I don't even know.
I don't even know anymore.
Who cares? So Teresa found an interesting video today.
I did.
Is it of Owen's Which one? Wiener?
Well, no, I know you were pissed at this whole Westboro Baptist Church thing.
Yeah. Don't get him started on that.
Oh, no, he wants to.
But I could. And
yeah, he could and he will.
It depends if you want to go that route. I mean, I don't know what route you want to go, and I'm completely cool going, you know, completely avoiding all of that stuff.
No, I don't really. Here's my thing is I don't really.
But let's be honest. We've not acknowledged a very serious tragedy that's happened in, you know, our culture and what have you. And it's one of those things that's got everybody talking, and maybe we should just stop there. I don't know. I don't know how much I want to talk about it.
Because it is everywhere.
Yeah, because it is everywhere. And that's not really our style.
It's not.
No.
I mean, there's so much I want to say. And there's so much, maybe we'll just address it at a later date. Maybe that's the easiest thing, you know?
Maybe
we can talk about this when things quell a little bit. Because I just don't feel like
competing with all that. Or at least when we get more information. Like, there's tons of...
I also... Yes.
Too many facts that we don't know.
That we don't know.
And for those of you that aren't aware of what the tragedy is, guys, let's have a moment of silence because Ty is dead. It's national news.
And also, rest in peace, Macho Man Randy Savage.
Exactly. So moving on from that.
Hey, breaking news from Twatter, Michael Jackson is also dead.
Oh, no shit.
Yeah.
No kidding.
God forbid.
Fucking A.
How did that happen?
Wait, sorry,
that's a sore subject for you.
Oh,
but
man. No.
You're getting the look.
Good old MJ?
I'm getting the look.
I thought he was invincible.
Look, she doesn't know the story. I'll have to fill her in on that.
Oh, we'll get to it later. Just leave it alone. So the guy that apparently released nude pics of on the internet of Scarlett Johansson.
Oh, where are those? Fuck.
Oh, they're on there. They're on
How
the
How have I?
Oh, they are on the internet.
God damn it.
Why haven't you shown me? You know I love her.
They're topless. They're kind of shitty because it's just they're kind of like, you know, they're like the web phone cam. Like, I don't know. They're not like legit. I mean, they are, but it's her and her gear. I mean, she looks great.
Her
She's beautiful.
And her gear.
But this guy is getting, I guess he released some other pictures as well, but this guy is getting 10 years for releasing these pictures of her and apparently maybe some other celebrities.
Mila Kunis
but
is another
10,
one.
Oh, I love some Mila.
Wait,
yeah,
that,
you do.
That they released pictures of? Or?
Is the same guy?
She's related in the whole situation. Like Mila Kunis, Scarlett, there's
I didn't know anything
more.
About that.
Huh.
Yeah.
Well, I don't do any research on these stories. I read headlines.
Right.
But I just, yeah, I mean, 10 fucking years. 10 years.
That's ridiculous.
Yeah, that's
it's teaching all you nerds not to hack other people's stuff.
Speaking of hacking and going back to the Westboro Baptist thing, and this is the only thing that I do find of mention that we should talk about.
Yeah.
There's
we can talk about those fucking douchebags.
Oh, well.
We don't have to talk about the tragedy. We can talk about my hatred of those assholes.
Yeah. And we'll talk about, you know, we can honestly say they were about to do something, a protest, a very, you know, crazy event, and it was just ridiculous in the way they were doing it.
Yeah.
Now, I think we can play this video, love. I think we can do this. I think this will work. This is essentially the Westboro Baptist Church, for those of you who don't know, are the biggest assholes on the planet.
They are better known as the God Hates Fags people.
Exactly.
Yeah, everyone knows who they are by that.
Well, they were basically attacked by a 15-year-old hacker, their website, because of some of the actions they were going to do, you know, due to this latest tragedy.
Yeah.
And this 15-year-old hacker, like, it's all through Anonymous. You're familiar with the group Anonymous?
Yeah, absolutely. I kind of think they're douchebags, too. But...
They can be, but they have... they incite kind of a
transparency.
They incite the right idea, but they do it in the, they're not doing it in the right way yet.
Right. Right.
I mean, they are really taking, I mean, they're doing illegal things to, you know, to get, trying to get their point across.
Yeah.
And
some illegal things are
essentially, no, this hacker, supposedly this 15-year-old kid, went and hacked the Westboro Baptist Church's site and all that stuff, and then released a bunch of all of their like credit card information and like,
oh my god,
oh wow,
crazy shit on like on their website.
Like I just shared the membership list,
and this kid's like a 15-year-old kid apparently. What they is who they think it is, who is on parole from previous Anonymous attacks that he has done. Like he's taken down tons of sites. Like obviously,
if that's the kid that hacked my PlayStation network, fuck you.
It might be. It probably is the
right?
same kid.
Seriously, bro.
You beat
I
him
just
one
wanted
too many
to
times in
Call
of Duty.
I know. I'm sorry. I'm a camper. I just hide out and snipe people in the
God
face.
Fucking damn it! I can't take it anymore.
That's probably what it was.
But Teresa found this video of
it's like fuck you, fat Detroit lover 412.
You're familiar with the comedian Russell Brand.
Yes.
Well, I guess some asshole gave him a show on MTV.
No, it's FX.
Oh, FX.
And Timothy Phelps of the Westboro Baptist Church. It's a type of religion. Don't be mean. Don't be mean. Which one are you, mate?
Steve.
Sit down, bruv. Which one are you?
Timothy.
Hello, Timothy. Sit down.
Here he is introducing him.
I want to bring you a sign. First of all,
this says Fag Pimp Brand.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Right, I'm gonna pause it for 2 seconds to let it catch up. You know how the YouTubes are.
Yeah, absolutely.
Why is this all, like, fuzzy? It was clear earlier. Jesus Christ. Internet is a mysterious thing sometimes. Really is. But either way, Russell Brand has this... it's a talk show of sorts, but he always kind of has... I don't know how to describe it. He does have guests on, but he's always kind of got a central topic to every episode on his show. It's not very good, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
I don't really like the show.
Please welcome my guest with love. Steve
I've
Drain
heard good stuff from
Timothy
him.
Phelps
I've heard some
of
really
the
cheesy stuff.
Church. It's a type of religion.
But here
don't
he is.
Mean,
he brings these
mean.
Assholes on.
Which one are you, mate?
Steve.
Sit down, bruv. Which one are you?
Timothy.
They bring
Hello,
on
Timothy.
With
Sit
them
down in comfort.
A sign.
Yeah, one of the...
One of their, like,
of their
fag,
signs.
God hates fags type
yeah.
signs. And it says, Fag Pimp Brand. is what it says.
With a picture of Russell.
With a picture of
pimp Russell.
It's like what they did.
No, it says Fab Pimp Brand, but yeah, obviously.
Yeah, it's like what they did with Kevin Smith, and they like they had one that was Fag Enabler Kevin Smith.
In comfort.
I want to bring you a sign, first of all.
This says Fag Pimp Brand.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Make yourself comfy, mate. Now, this, of course, is clearly offensive. As an object. Fag Pimp Brand. And I'm depicted here. That's not a very flattering photograph.
That's the face you made. You made the face.
I made the face. I paid the price. Fair enough. That's true. And it says here that I'm a fag pimp.
Yes.
I'm English, of course, so being a fag pimp just means cigarette.
Bad joke, first off. Bad joke. Bad joke. Not
but
fun.
In the world of vitriolic hate speak, fag means...
It means that you're an advocate for sin, is what it means. And a very loud one at that.
Let's go on crazy. Your vocal respect, but these people are here to explain something to them, and it does take courage and bravery to come in front of a room full of people you think almost certain ain't going to agree with you. So let's hear what they've got to say, because I'm actually very interested. Fag Pimp Brand. Okay, we're keeping
you
this.
You make your living... making a mockery of sin.
In fact, since you promote sin, you hate all these kind people in your heart.
I don't. I love them.
That's why he applauds your sin, because he hates you all.
I don't applaud any sins what's hurting people or yourselves.
You encourage them, right. And then they burn in hell for eternity. Yeah. That's
you encourage them, and then they burn in hell for eternity. This is what they're accusing him of being guilty of.
They're so psychotic.
It's just such a bizarre way of thinking and a bizarre twist on what true Christianity is to most people.
Absolutely.
Like, I know plenty of great Christians that wouldn't go near this type of hate speech. I mean, that's what it is. I think a lot of Christians deep down kind of feel somewhat similar, like oddly enough, like there are that brand of Christian like this that's out there that won't say it, but God doesn't want you to be gay.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? There's plenty of those people, but they're not going to say it in public, and they're going to kind of put on a brave face.
They're going to just kind of...
And they're kind of assholes as well for doing that, to be honest with you.
Yeah, absolutely. It's spineless.
But this is to the next degree, and I know you, Teresa, didn't particularly like the way that the whole thing went down on the show, and I'm trying to play some of it to get an idea of it, but we're not getting good internet right now. And but either way, you thought it was just a bit too, I don't know, personal. You didn't like the way the audience reacted.
But it was the format of
the subject matter in the show and the context of it all.
It's a very, very serious topic, you know, like hatred towards gay people, you know, hatred towards anyone that's against the Christian ideology. I just didn't like how the audience took it so lightheartedly.
Yeah,
whenever
like laughing
Russell
at it,
Brand
making it...
made a joke towards towards the Westboro Baptist people, like even though they're shitheads,
right?
And he was making fun of them. Like,
you also have to understand that that's a studio audience in a soundstage somewhere with a sign that says applause.
Yeah, there is a lot of that.
Like, I feel like this is not something you take lightly. Like, it felt like watching, what is it, Jerry Springer. Yeah, like, it just...
I could see that.
No, I get what you're saying. He's making light of a pretty... big subject, but he's also a comedian, and he kind of has the right to do that. Like, I don't know.
I thought he had balls for bringing these people on his show.
I know you've said you're not completely a fan of his, but I will say, if the internet was better, and maybe we can pull it up maybe later on, but honestly, he makes these guys look like assholes, which isn't hard to do at all.
Right.
But at the same time, I think he does bring up one or two good points, and he actually proves... one or two good points. He does make a couple of good points.
Yeah, I'm not saying... I'm just saying as a stand-up comedian, I'm not a big fan of his as a stand-up comedian.
Well, absolutely. And you know, he's definitely making yuck-yucks the whole way through. I mean, that's what he's going to do. But you know, at the same time, it's kind of a weird dynamic. I don't know. His show is kind of lame, and it does feel forced a lot of the times.
Yeah.
It's just one of those...
Well, I think the days of actual spontaneous talk shows are pretty much behind us. You know what I mean?
Letterman's got the closest thing to it, really.
I know.
You know?
And how sad is that?
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Before we go on break, I think it's about that time.
Probably.
It's about that time. I do want to reiterate. The trash men still hate me, don't they? The battle rages on.
Oh, God. What'd you do this time?
Oh, no.
What'd they do this time?
Well, I've told you about my trash can.
What didn't they do this time?
Which has withered away because it was always crappy and falling apart. It no is handles. Yeah. And it is completely fucked. Well, now it's gone to new proportions. They throw it now. Further and further into my yard.
Trying to get it back up to where you keep it by
and
the
then,
fence.
And then I look at the other side of the street, which is the same guy. They do it at the same time. And hers is nicely placed upside down right where she left it. And you know what I mean? Like, it's all nice and in place. I think he was pissed at me this time because the whole recycling deal. Well, they dropped off like 8 phone books as they do.
Yeah.
And they didn't, you know, I have 2 entrances to my house.
Yeah.
Like, I've got, like, I've got a weird front door that's not even useful type of deal, you
exactly.
know. Like, and no one goes through it. But they took that as, like, oh, that must be another residence. So they, like, doubled up on the phone books when they drop them off. First off, why are people dropping off phone books?
Yeah.
In 2012?
Yeah.
No one needs a phone book. Let's stop that whole thing.
No, certain areas need phone books.
No, phone books are done. Let's just go ahead and say...
Phone
book. If you need a phone book,
it is very wasteful.
Go to the library and they'll give you one.
Yeah, there you go.
But we don't need to be driving around dropping one off to everyone because everyone doesn't have it doesn't do anything. It's wasteful. It's a bunch of paper.
It's not like it was before cell phones and the internet.
I took, you know, it comes in a plastic thing to keep it dry.
Yep.
I took the plastic thing off. Threw that in the trash, and then I threw all 8 of the phone books
in the
recycling
bin,
and I took it to the end of the curb. Should have done that by the curb, by the way, because that would have made it a lot lighter, you know? I wouldn't have had to carry the whole thing of 8 phone books. It was heavy as fuck. But, you know, either way, they were not happy about the fact that 8 phone books were
there. They had to lift 8 phone books?
I thought you would have burned that in your area.
Yeah, you know what? I'd rather burn real shit, like twigs and sticks.
Rather recycle paper.
Yeah.
That shouldn't have been wasted on a phone book anyway.
Fuck that phone book.
Fuck that phone book.
If you've got thoughts on phone books, guys, you should call in the second segment.
You should.
We're going to have
which will be whenever we feel like it.
Kelsey's newsstand coming up.
A real one this week.
A real one this week. She says she's got some stories, so we've got some. And maybe we'll get somebody else in the studio, but I've not got that confirmed. And Bender. Come on, man. Just give me a call.
Be a contestant.
Exactly. Be a contestant.
On the You Fuck Me show.
On the You Fuck Me show. Anyway, it's a very Merry Christmas. What do we got for music this week? I picked out some songs, actually.
Scumbag Christmas.
Yeah, exactly. I hope people do call. What can they call about? What are some things they can call about?
Whatever the fuck
Duncan?
They want. My wiener. They can call and talk about wiener.
They can call and talk about your wiener.
Yeah. I mean.
What if somebody actually calls up and.
And has
it's,
seen it.
And, yeah, it's
and
not
they
a
know,
good idea.
And they know about your wiener.
And they know
not
about
it. It's really not big at all. And it's kind of got weird wart things on it.
Oh, my
just
God.
Like, I don't
just a few.
No, have them.
Either way. Oh, that's too loud. Sorry.
Have them call in about their shopping experiences.
Their what experiences?
Shopping
like experiences. Yeah,
like
call about your Christmas. And,
tell us your Christmas nightmare story.
Yeah, we all need to hear that.
Good
that's what
and
we
want
to hear.
Exactly. Doug, I know you called earlier. You didn't call again. You're lame. Bender, you better call. I'll text you on break. And the rest of you, if you're listening and you have anything that you want to add to the show, feel free to do so.
You probably should.
The number is... 321-332-0186. Hope you got that. Going on break. See you in a few. gentlemen. We are indeed back. It is the second segment of the Uno Radio Show, Duncan.
Oh, yeah.
See, I thought some things were happening, going a little crazy here in the studio, and turns out maybe they're a little crazier than I thought. Yeah.
Yeah.
Kelsey, wouldn't you agree?
Yeah, it's very eerie.
There's something weird going on here. I really don't know what to say about it. It's just like I feel a presence.
Yeah.
And I'm not quite sure. Maybe we should just move on with the show and pretend it's not there. I don't know. I think that's the best thing to do.
Is it?
Yeah, I think it is.
All right.
Okay. So.
Did you hear that?
What's that?
Dead!
What?
Is that part of the song?
I don't.
It's not fake.
Dead!
I don't know what that is. It's coming from nowhere, though.
It was almost Bane-esque.
I don't know. It's like a Bane...
Hold on. Owen. Oh, we're going to try something.
Okay.
Turn down the music a little bit.
Okay, hang on.
Let's see if it comes back. That's my jam!
All right, I had to turn it...
Yeah, you had to turn that shit back up.
I'm sorry!
That's fucked up.
It's like Bane's cousin.
The studio is officially haunted, I think.
I think it might be.
I'm not...
First it was just the headphone amp buzzing. And now, I don't know what's going on now.
Well, is he in there?
Deer? Deer?
Is that what he said?
I ain't no deer.
I think it's Ty from the other side.
He sounds so angry.
It's from the other side.
It
it's,
has to be. Like, I'm angry because I'm dead.
Oh, he's dead. I get it. Okay. Yeah. So we basically, here's what we did. On the break, we patched the output of the headphone amp into the board so we could and isolate that feed. And I mean, if it sounds crazy... This is what you guys have been hearing in the headphones the whole time, right?
No, it hasn't been this pronounced before.
But the more you tap on it, the more you're getting it.
Kinda.
Did.
See, I wasn't even tapping on it there, and it did it.
And it did it. Okay.
That you?
Ty, can you hear us? I know you're dead and everything. Can you hear us?
I hear you. And I'm dead.
And he's dead. And apparently he's Southern now.
That's so weird.
He's like cross communication. Do you think it's a different tie? Like maybe it's just like a
different... It's bizarro tie?
Yeah.
Like he's like super short and like super ripped.
Yeah.
And is pissed all the time and never smiles and hates music and songs.
Southern. Exactly.
And who likes songs?
Dude.
This is weird, man.
Dead.
Is it the amp that's...
I think it's the amp.
Is the amp possessed? Where'd you get that fucking thing?
Fucking Guitar you went to Center, man.
You know, you went to Chinatown, didn't you?
Well, it might have fallen off a truck. Oh, remember, this is the thing
that's
been...
Did you buy it from the guy with the mogwai?
Well, no, it's the piece of gear in the studio that has been possessed for years because you can't turn it off.
That's true.
You can't turn it...
No,
if you turn it off, it doesn't work anymore.
That's true.
Fuck. So,
don't turn it off.
We'll lose all communication with Dead Ty.
Oh, my God.
Dead Southern Ty.
Dead Southern Ty.
I don't like black people.
So how is it up there, Ty? Like, what's going
well, first
on
of all,
in the world? Of
yeah,
the
where are you?
Yeah, where are you?
It's confusing. I'm pretty dead. And everything looks kind of deady.
Kind of deady. So what, like everybody's like zombies or...
They're all black. I don't like them.
Do they sing a lot? Like, if they're black, I know black people like to sing.
They don't sing, they more, they talk real fast. All together, and then don't them don't know what I'm digga 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 do digga do digga digga do digga do digga 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 digga.
Is that how they say hello?
That's yeah. What would you interpret that?
Yeah, how do you translate that?
How do you translate that?
That's dead.
I feel like the tuning into Ghost High is not quite right. I feel like maybe we like. Hang on. Let me see if I can dial toast.
Ghost High in a little bit better. Exactly. Yeah. Let's see if we can. Let's see if we can get him normal.
Yeah.
Oh. Oh. I think you tweaked him in the right way.
Hey, is this Ghost Tie?
This is Ghost Tie.
Oh my God! We got him.
Thank God.
Oh man, the other guy we were talking to must have been an imposter.
You sounded angry.
So you've been listening to the show too? Why didn't you interrupt that guy?
You get more viewers in Spiritual Pod viewership.
Really?
Oh, really?
Are they live viewers in the studio with us like you?
Pretty much.
Wow.
So how do you guys tune in? Do you have iPads or like...
Ghost pads?
Spiritual pads.
Spiritual pads.
Spiritual pads. What do those look like?
Are those like maxi pads with Bible verses?
They're kind of like that, but they just look fancier.
Oh, okay.
Really?
They have a touch screen.
Can you describe them?
You know, they got LEDs. They all light up at different times. But it makes sense when you watch it.
Wow. Dude, I like it.
Spirit World sounds cool.
Spirit World.
So it's not really heaven, right?
I'm pretty sure I'm not in heaven.
I'm pretty sure they don't allow the Odo radio show in heaven.
Yeah, I think that doesn't pass through the pearly gates on their Wi-Fi.
Their FCC is
their
like,
FCC
near,
is like no, 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 I'm not allowed.
Uh-uh.
Not but, gonna do it.
So what do you do with your days now that you're dead?
It's pretty much like when I was alive, I get high a lot. I get so high, I can't really... I don't know what to do after that because you're so high.
And it's, dude, I gotta ask, how is Spirit Ghost Weed?
Spirit Weed's the bomb.
Oh man,
Spirit Weed's okay.
I can't wait to try some Spirit Weed.
One day when
I would say you should kill yourself, but I guess that's frowned upon.
That's frowned upon.
Could you guys just like, if he were to kill himself, could you guys just like float around together, like and like hold hands and fly through the sky?
It would
sky
be a total ghost bromance, is what it would be.
It would be, but I'm pretty sure he could find some ghost weed pretty quick after, you know.
Yeah.
We all know.
We all know.
There's a lot of ghost drug dealers up there.
It doesn't really matter in Spirit World, man.
It's just everywhere.
You just find it.
It's just available.
It's available. Wow.
It's there.
Wow. It's just there.
It's like Colorado.
Well, I guess...
it's kind of like Colorado.
Well, Ghost High, just, you know, I mean, since you're here... oh, God. Ghost High, I got to turn you down.
Oh, man.
Some good shit.
It's just like he's alive
Damn.
With us here right
it's
now.
It's amazing. Jesus. Well, I mean, Ghost High, you're obviously, just like old days, you're welcome to sit in.
Yeah.
You know, on the podcast. Hey, I'm going to try. We obviously can't see Ghost High. I'm going to try. Are you sitting on the shitty sofa?
I'm over by the shitty sofa.
Okay, I'm going to see if I can maybe throw, like, because we can't see you, obviously.
Yeah.
If you guys are watching on the podcast, I'm going to try and maybe put a different filter on the camera, like a night vision or something, and see if we can maybe pick up some heat or something, you know?
Yeah.
All right, turn the camera there.
All right, that's me.
All right, this is very ghostly.
So ghosty.
Ooh!
Do you see me?
Holy shit.
He's there.
Let's burn one.
That, oh my god.
Dude, I'm seeing on your feed. Holy shit.
Dude, this is nuts.
Man, I look awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah, you do.
You, dude, did you get a haircut when you were in fucking spiritual world?
Yeah, I think it just works out, man.
Do you get to just kind of pick what you are every day? Like, you just float around and
yeah,
like...
You know, those choices, whatever. Whatever. I feel good about whatever. Me, man.
Like, it's you just whatever. Do whatever you want to do?
Yeah.
That's cool.
That's awesome.
You should all kill yourselves. I'm just saying.
This is way more awesome than spirit world.
It's pretty cool.
Wow, bro.
This is heavy.
This is pretty fucking heavy.
Like, it's fucking with my mind a little bit. I am not going to lie.
Can, I just want, I want a little more from... Oh, do you have a song from the spirit world for us?
Throw it all
day. I don't know.
He didn't.
Spirit world. Spirit world. Spirit world. I'm really high.
Ladies and gentlemen, Ty isn't dead. Yay! Big secret. Yay! Big secret. Oh, he's not dead. We're
take it off
not
night
back
vision.
Yet. Hey, let me get it back.
Get it back on night vision.
Hang on, I don't know how to do that anymore.
Wait, am I dead?
It's not right at all. Now we're in the Matrix. Oh Jesus! There we go. Hey, Ty's not dead. Ty's not dead. He's alive.
I was having so much fun.
I want to talk to Ghost Ty every once in a while as well, though.
I like Ghost Ty. I like Ghost Ty. That's fun.
He's now, right. The nice one. The other wow,
the other one was a prick.
Wow. Like, we had to dial you in when you were a ghost, man.
You know.
Like, remember that time where you were a ghost?
Being ghastly ain't easy.
I think he's still a zombie. I don't know. I don't,
he's a little
I don't,
undead.
I don't know. He's kind of like the Walking Dead right now. We don't know if at any point
you're going to get sued by AMC for saying that.
Oh, God. I can't tell. Yeah. Can't say walkers. Did it again.
You're talking about old people.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
Cocoon?
We're talking about zombies. Cocoon. Yeah.
That's what I think of when I think of old people. I'm sorry. Cocoon.
That's fantastic.
I don't know why, but that's what I think of. Oh man. Alright,
oh,
so I guess it's time for what we've been promising the whole god. Oh Jesus Christ, we're actually getting a phone call.
Yeah.
Oh,
I bet I know.
Hang on, caller. I need to stop something that's playing on my thing before I can bring you up.
He needs
so
to stop
chill,
his thingy before he
out.
Can do your thingy.
You don't hear yourself yet, but now we go. Hey. Caller, you there?
I'm here. What's up?
Is this Doug?
This is Jordan.
Oh, it's Jordan! Fucking A, you fucking fuck.
You fucking fuck.
Sorry.
I'm a fucking fuck.
That's what he said.
Welcome to the show.
Welcome to the show.
Welcome to the show. Jordan Jordan is going to take Duncan's job.
Well, all right, hold on.
He's going to take his job back. It's going to be a big rivalry. I'm glad you called, Jordan, because it brings... first of all, we need to address some things that are happening in the pod-iverse.
Of the Oh No Radio show. Yes.
Because I gotta call some things out right now.
Let's go.
You know, Sometimes people like Ty think they can go and spawn their own shows and copy me seriously, it's happened. It's happening now.
It happened earlier.
It happened today.
Dude, he's going to be
fucking... There's a lot of talent other than you and me. Trust me.
Yeah, exactly. You're going to come back. We're going to show these chumps how
it's
done.
And it'll be the me and Ty show.
We'll do the best we can, for sure.
We'll kill that shit.
No, I'm trying to start as much beef between everyone and Jordan as possible so that when you come in, Jordan, you're the absolute villain, and no one likes you.
Thank you, sir.
Yeah, I'm going to make you... You're the villain that's going to come in.
You're so kind.
Yep. That's the way I'm going to introduce you, is you're going to be my villain.
And you're going to be the villain.
Everyone needs a good villain. And
instead of Newman, it'll be Jordan.
Damn it, Jordan.
Bastard. Motherfucker.
Yeah, so...
Sounds fun. I'll take that role. That's good. Yeah. You know, I'm used to it, I guess.
No, you're... Well, since you are a massive fucking prick, it'll fit just nicely.
It will. It'll go... That's my M.O., I guess.
Well, that's kind of what you were when we did the show before, so it's just bringing you right back into where you started. Just saying.
So, bottom line is
Jordan's moving back into town. Jordan was my old co-host, he was the second co-host.
Yeah.
Fuck the first guy. We don't even talk about him.
I didn't start it, but I was definitely there, pretty much from the get-go.
Exactly. And then you decided to move to Georgia. That was a silly idea.
So crazy. I don't know what the fuck I was thinking, but...
Yeah, who wants to live in Georgia?
Yeah, but you're on your way back. And you're... And it's awesome, though.
You know, how I look at it is I can write songs about it. And that's what's cool to me. Is like, it's a life experience. I spent some time
down in Georgia.
Yeah, if you're writing it down here, it'll be up in Georgia.
On the farm, I thought of my life down in Orlando, and I never ever thought it was gone. Come on, that was almost good.
So am I. That's great.
Yeah.
You missed Shaky Owen outside.
Hey, come on. No one talks about Shaky Owen.
Everybody loves Shaky Owen.
Yeah, fuck everybody.
I love Shaky Owen.
Fuck off.
Are you kidding? I really do. Like, because Shaky Owen.
It's when I don't eat too much and I fucking get the shakes. And yeah. I don't drink enough water and I treat my body like shit and then I'll maybe have a puff. And then I'll go all Shaky's shakes and stuff.
Like a drunk kid? Yeah, I gotta take care of you, brother.
Yeah, it's all good, man. It's all good.
We're good.
I'm doing a radio show.
We're being professional here, goddammit. Sitting in the bedroom.
We'll totally edit this part out. It's all good. It's all good. No, we won't. At all.
We never edit anything out.
No, we won't.
Everything we say we're going to edit out, like, becomes the title of the podcast.
Yeah,
exactly. Anyway, Jordan, apart from being a villain, do you have any more villainy you want to, put on us tonight?
No, I have nothing fruitful to provide.
Say something villainous.
I was going to say, you want to take my job? Yeah, what's going on?
Yeah, come on,
bro.
No, start like a wrestling feud. Come on.
So let's go ahead. What's your co-host name right now?
Oh, he doesn't even know your name.
What a dick.
Ooh. He doesn't
I didn't even Google it. I know the number. He just knows the number.
He just called it. He just.
God, I'm such an asshole.
Yeah.
Like,
what a
fuck.
Go.
There's the feud. It's already.
Yeah.
Started.
There's the feud. You're gonna call a goddamn radio show. You better fucking know the co-host's
name.
Should
he even tell you his name, or does he have to find it?
Jesus. He's kind of already said it probably twice, and I'm so drunk I didn't pay attention.
I'll give him credit for that. Like, I can't be mad at him for that.
I apologize. I'll definitely shake your hand. I may spit on mine first, but,
Yeah. I will rub my taint.
You do realize
that
what Jordan is saying right now, he will he will shake your hand, but his hand will have been up his pants for a good amount of hours before it.
Yeah, yeah, no, absolutely.
Places he will not want to know of.
Yeah, I'm not scared.
Shaking my hand, so.
I, dude,
but you sound like a kind gentleman. But you can fuck yourself.
Stop being drunk.
But you can fuck yourself. You obviously are not watching the show right now because I do not look like a fine gentleman. That is for motherfucking sure.
This is true.
Well, you're pretty fine gentleman.
I'm fine in the sexy way, but like I definitely exude scumbaggery. So,
well, think about this real quick. Wrap your brain around this. I'm Owen's Irish/Jewish friend. I'm not Jewish at all, but when it came to justin.tv, 999 for the app. Sorry to slay the shit on the air right now, but I was like, damn, I can't do that. And $10 to fucking just watch this shit right now.
It's $5.99, you piece of shit. And second, no one's asking you to do that.
We don't pay $3, $4, but I'm not paying $10 for that
shit.
Dude,
if you have the interweb, you can watch it for free.
Exactly.
You already know it's justin.tv.
I'm not technologically savvy as you fucking alcoholics over
you can put in...
First of all, I'm a reefer addict, not an alcoholic.
Don't make me fucking angry, Jordan, because right now you can go to any goddamn computer, and I can mute you right now, and I can fucking basically say that you can go to any goddamn computer in the world and go to justin.tv/ohnoradioshow, and you will get the broadcast there on any computer. Now, if you're looking for it on a fucking mobile app, I'm sorry, you're going to have to spend a bit of money until we get our own servers and our own app and our ability to do that.
And that's what it is, but, you know. I don't care. I'm still calling in because I'm that guy.
Let's just keep talking and see if he
actually notices
that. This is what's going on. And remember that time that fucking Michelangelo was sitting behind you and all that stuff?
Yeah. You're talking to me, right?
What?
What? I'm just going to keep him on the line and just keep fucking with him now. And Ghost Ty, go.
I'm dead.
Did you hear that?
Dead.
This is ridiculous.
Dude.
No wonder he stopped. No wonder he moved to Georgia.
Anymore?
To stop. He moved to Georgia to stop doing the show. That's why he moved to Georgia.
Yeah.
He had to get away from you.
He's brilliant. This guy is smart. He figured everything out. That's why I left. That's the only reason why I left. In Florida. Was to stop doing this show.
I have to.
State of Georgia doing this fucking show.
Dude. You know you fucking miss it.
Fool you once, shame on you.
All right, well,
I do miss it, man. I really do miss it. It'll be a good time when we get back together.
No, it's going to be good. It's going to be good.
You can sit on my lap Jordan, in the co-host spot.
Jordan
well,
is...
You can sit in my lap as a fucking cameo. How about that?
Oh.
Building the beef.
Oh. Dude, this guy is, like, we're going to have a TLC match outside.
Dude, so this is going to happen. Some tables, ladders, chairs, motherfuckers.
Don't go chasing waterfalls.
Fucking someone's going to get left-eyed.
Same time.
This shit is crazy sexy idea. Cool.
All right. Oh, man, that was bad. That was a bad
show. No quality to this show whatsoever.
There is no quality to this show, no matter who's on it.
I'm so glad that I called in to just ruin this shit. But
no, all it's done is ruin your night.
You had your little mojo going. You guys were hitting it off. You're doing your thing, and you're talking about important things. And here I am just fucking it up.
Oh, so you were listening then.
Yeah, not to our podcast because we're not talking about important shit.
I don't remember any of that at all.
Dead tie is important.
Dead tie is important. The mojo.
All right. Well, Jordan, it's going to be interesting to have you back. We're going to have find a way. I'm going to fade
awesome.
You out now.
And I'll play whatever parts of villain X, Y, Z, whatever. It's all
absolutely,
live.
Dude. It's going to be fun. Really as shit, and it's going to be great, and we're going to have you back.
Absolutely. Looking forward to it, and you guys have fun tonight and rock and roll. Fuck shit up, please.
You're going to have to stand and hold a really shitty microphone. That's pretty much how it's going to go.
Isn't that how the show started?
I'll be that guy. Okay, that's fine. Yeah, I'll take that role. That's all right.
Cool. Sounds like a plan.
All
right. Take it easy, bro.
All right, take care.
Have fun. I'm an asshole, I know.
You are such a dick. Because now I have to develop a professional wrestling persona. By develop, I mean bring one out of retirement that I retired
well, exactly,
when I was like 9.
Exactly.
By 9, I mean 15.
Okay, so you had... All right, what are your best ones?
Dude, I always just imitated other wrestlers.
I was the rocker.
The single rocker.
The single rocker.
You were Shawn Michaels and Marty Jannetty.
Exactly. I was the combination of the both. Yeah. I was the amalgamation of the both of them.
I was like the amalgamation of Hulk Hogan and the Ultimate Warrior.
Ooh, that's good.
Yeah. That's just steroids.
Ooh, and incoherent talking.
Oh my God.
Lots of incoherent.
When the warriors came down from brother to brother, like
maybe he's the reason for the Mayan calendar. He was. That's what he was talking
about.
The
ultimate warrior.
Yeah.
And when the giant toaster comes out of the sky and liquefies my insides with the power of the warrior. Isn't that pretty much every interview he had?
Yeah. Wouldn't it be kind of cool though if the world just did end and everyone was like, "Oh, we were all wrong.
We were all wrong."
The fuck.
No.
Because everyone's smart. It's like, I mean, come on.
No, because I got good Christmas gifts for her this year.
Oh, yeah. Let's enjoy those for a while.
Seriously. Like don't fuck this up. Like, this is
a good
one. At least
postpone it a year. Like, come on.
Yeah.
Like, today, this year wasn't that bad. Come on.
Look, here's the one thing is that the Mayan calendar didn't take into account leap year. So, really.
Oh, yeah.
It already ended.
It's
so everybody shut the fuck up.
Well, yeah, there's all that millions of stuff. Whatever.
Yeah.
I think it's time to go into one of our favorite joints.
Oh, joints.
I like joints.
I'm calling it a new joint.
New joint?
It's a joint.
New joint, old joint.
What about the new
joint? It's Kelsey's new stand. It's a new stand. It's Kelsey's new stand.
That's right. Here we go.
Not Bender.
Not Bender's today.
You better call though. I want him to play.
Yeah, Bender. This is the time, man.
Yeah,
come
this
on.
Is the time for you.
Someone text him. That someone should.
That
be
someone
me.
Would hey,
you
be you. You're the
lawyer.
Other one with his number.
Well, if he was a fan, he would be listening right now. He'd still be tuned in.
Maybe he's.
He got
out,
bored.
Like
he got bored. I'll say. I'll text him right now and say call, and he can be the last participant
ever.
There we go. Anyway, yes. Kelsey, this is your first real run, huh?
Hey-o. It is.
Hey.
I have stories this week.
Do you?
Yes.
Look at her with her notebook. All
I know it's all handwritten.
I like it. I like it, though. I like it. This is cute. This is cute. I want to hear it. Okay. Do I need to keep score? I guess I do.
Yeah, you're still the scorer.
I still gotta keep score. Fucking A.
I will if you give me a pen.
Make me do everything around here.
Yep.
Well, you have the Bible, so I just figured.
Yeah, it's all good.
Yeah, all the scores go in the Bible.
It's actually true.
For prosperity.
Alright. Owen, Duncan, Ty.
And Bender.
As we hear the ring of the bell.
Bienvenidos,
Bender.
Hola, ¿cómo estás?
Ah, fucking excelente.
Right. You ready to do this thing, man?
Yeah, I'm ready for Kelsey's newsstand.
Now
you
I
get
did
to play. Aren't you excited?
I am. I'm nervous, actually.
Yeah, now see, well, I did also point
so
out the fact that with...
I can't suck at this game that I kind of created. That would be
true. Bad.
That's true.
Yeah, exactly. Take it as an honor. Take it as an honor.
Yeah, no, I'm psyched, man. Let's
All right, awesome, awesome.
Up.
Cool. Kelsey, let's do it. First story.
Okay.
I'm gonna treat you like Bender.
All right, well, to go with the holidays, I'll start with this one. Police said they arrested six people accused of brawling over a parking space in a mall parking garage. Multiple officers were called, and all six people were taken into custody and charged with disorderly conduct after refusing to keep calm.
Hmm.
Wow.
Where? A mall?
At a mall.
A
parking
mall.
Garage.
Mall, yes. Parking garage. Where's the biggest mall in America? Where's that one?
That is in Minneapolis, St. Paul.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's the Mall of America, which is a big motherfucker.
Big malls all over the place.
It's a pretty big mall.
Yeah, no, there are a lot of big malls all over the place, but that is the biggest.
Here's the deal. I don't know how Kelsey's going to be playing this game, and I think a lot of it is the psychology of the stories Kelsey is picking. Now, if she were to be sticking to Bender rules, my first initial reaction would be New Jersey.
Uh-huh.
And therefore, just to test the waters, I'm going New Jersey.
Oh, man. Right. Sign me up. I'm on the New Jersey
You're
train.
You're on board.
I'm on board. You're on board. As soon as I heard it, I'm like, fucking Jersey.
Fucking Jersey, right? Fucking parking Jersey. Garage. Yeah.
Mall.
Never
Jersey.
From New Jersey. Yeah.
What?
You guys pick like Detroit and New Jersey so much.
Whatever shitty, wherever really shitty things happen.
You just hate Jersey really bad.
I do.
Well,
I do.
Yeah, both of us hate Detroit and New Jersey. That's
Maybe
why
they
I make
like
fun
each
of
other more now.
No, fuck
Not
no.
As bad.
Nobody in New Jersey likes anybody.
Touche.
Touche, touche.
Ty.
Ty.
So, is this the same rules, this game? Is it?
Yeah,
same.
I feel like it's the same rules.
You're still going to get effed, Ty.
Yeah, he said effed. No, it's still you fucked me.
You fucked me.
She tried to fuck dead Ty last week.
Really?
She had a
did,
take
actually.
Moment.
Yeah.
Like, that was actually said, I think.
Yeah, I did.
Podcast.
I was like, huh, is she
you
trying
didn't
to
get
fuck
the
dead?
Chance to fuck dead Ty?
Yeah.
I'm glad you guys didn't waste
it's an honor.
We did not.
Oh, no. It keeps going on. Moving on. Ty?
I'm not going to lie. I think Florida right away.
Oh, well, there's a surprise.
But
glad nothing has changed.
Now with the new game, I kind of want to try something.
Okay.
But I'm not going to because...
because
really
New Smyrna Beach.
I mean, that sounds like Orlando to
oh,
me.
Oh, my
man.
God, That's... doesn't it?
In my mind, that's some Universal bullshit going on.
Okay,
it was a mall parking lot garage.
So where are you going?
And yeah,
New Smyrna Beach. What are we doing here?
Orlando, baby.
Orlando,
Florida.
I feel like we'd have heard about that.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, you're right.
Bendorino.
Where are you going?
You know. I got a feeling. I gotta represent California here, but I think it's like Oakland or something. That sounds like
that does sound like Oakland.
A bunch of like
yeah.
thugs in like crap ass NorCal. I'm saying like Oakland, California.
Oakland, California.
Yeah.
Writing it down. All right. We didn't even say a city with our state, but
we don't really
go for bonus points.
No, it's 1 point for not Florida, and then another
I'm
point
going,
for the state.
Camden.
Camden?
If I am saying a city in New Jersey.
Right.
I will go Trenton.
Camden and Trenton. Kelsey,
fucking
everyone's
Trenton.
Answered. What do we got?
Well, Ty is fucked. I'm sorry.
No!
I thought you were going to give me love for a second.
Not Florida.
I'm sorry.
Not Florida.
It is Salem, New Hampshire.
New Hampshire.
New Hampshire.
Give us
they
the story.
Sound like such calm folk.
She did give you the story.
Yeah, that's what I have. Okay.
Like, that's it.
There was nothing more to that. All right, fair enough. First
I kind
of
just summarize these.
Yeah, try and keep a twist for the end, you know? You got to keep a small twist for the end of the story.
But the twist, you got to M. Night Shyamalan
okay,
that
I'll
shit.
Okay, I'll just
yeah,
do
exactly.
half and half then.
Yeah. So me, Owen, and Bender tied at one.
It tied at one.
Shut up.
You fuck me.
Okay.
Next story, Kelsey.
57-year-old James Chris Fields was arrested on a charge of aggravated assault and facilitating or furthering terrorism for the threatening to shoot neighborhood children.
Ooh. Threatening to shoot neighborhood children.
That's pretty heavy.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
That seems like, that's an Alabama. That's a Mississippi. That's a Georgia.
That's a definite South.
Yeah. Threatening to shoot neighborhood children. That's a South, right?
Do they have neighborhoods in the South? Isn't it mostly just, like, spread out?
I'm going with,
you consider
yours
a neighborhood.
I'm going Mobile, Alabama.
Mobile Alabama.
Mobile Alabama.
However
mobile.
Southern you want to say that.
However you want to go
wheel.
It's mobile. Right. It's not a phone.
It is now.
Shit. I'm definitely going to go not Florida. Man. That is just like some weird... fucking like dude behind the yard, behind the house with the fence, the yard that hasn't been mowed in like way too long.
Like our house.
It's a bucket man scenario.
Yeah. It's a bucket man kind of guy. Oh, I feel like I always pick Iowa. So we'll go with Oklahoma because it's close to Iowa and it's got the same kind of vibe. Oklahoma. Oh God, it's bucket man. All right.
Is that what? Yeah, oh, that's awesome. I mean, you got. I tried to get away from Florida if I could,
but you can't.
Can't really do it.
No. That's your thing, is you always go Florida, and sometimes it works out.
St. Petersburg.
Ah.
St. Petersburg for Ty. What did you say again?
I said Oklahoma. I don't want to go Oklahoma City, but I do. Tulsa. I was like, I don't know any other fucking cities in Oklahoma.
Right. Tulsa, Oklahoma, Bender.
Oklahoma City. I'm saying Jacksonville, Florida.
Ooh,
not a bad guess. Not a bad guess.
Not bad at all.
All right. Kelsey.
Geographically, Bender wins, actually. No. I did not fuck Ty.
He fucked Ty. Bender fucked you.
Bender
fucked you. He found a way.
But you still got a point.
He found a way.
So where was he?
Fuck it, man.
Bender goes into the lead.
It's actually Gainesville.
Gainesville.
Wow.
All right, yeah, Jacksonville, yeah, not too far. Yeah, all right. Fuck.
And in his interview with police, he admitted to the threats.
No. So Bender's winning the game.
Bender only got, well, all right.
2 points.
He only got 1 point for the question.
That's awesome.
Yeah, a bonus point. Bender's winning the game. Me and Duncan don't get a point here.
Uh-oh.
Or me and Duncan don't get a point. Bender has one from the previous question, and now he just got another one because of the state.
Yeah.
So Bender is winning the game 2-1.
Son of a bitch.
Yep. All of us have 1 point apart from Bender, who has two. Third question.
Named one of the top 5 states for animal abusers. This state received an F for the felony charges available in animal abuse cases and didn't have many of the programs other states had to prevent it from happening in the first place.
Ooh. Oh, so this is a trivia question.
Kind of.
This is a nice twist. I like this.
Yeah, this one unfortunately you can't get bonus points for because it's just the state.
It's just a state. Yeah. Okay. Understood. But it could be Florida. It could not be Florida. And it's a state that... Say it one more time.
It's named one of the top 5 states for animal abusers.
One of the top 5 for animal abusers. Is Florida... Basically, that's one of the questions. Is Florida... I'm going to say Florida. I'm going Florida on this one.
I think you all know where I stand.
Fair enough, Ty. Fair enough.
I think we do.
It could be another southern state, though, too. Michael Vick's from Georgia, or lives in Georgia.
South Carolina. South Carolina.
Okay. Bender, where are you going?
Oh, man, this is a tough one.
Right?
Now, because there's 5 here, like, how does that work? But... It's just this one state in particular.
This one state doesn't have the programs in place that the others do.
Okay, so it's like the worst of the worst.
Pretty much.
Yeah. I gotta go with... Did somebody already say Alabama?
No.
No one said Alabama yet for this one.
I'm feeling like Alabama. They just seem like they'd be dirt poor enough to not afford anything.
Right.
Yeah.
If it's not Florida, it's still a point, right?
Not Florida. I'm going on this one, I guess.
Not Florida.
Not
and
Florida.
Going to Alabama. All right.
You are all fucked.
Oh.
No.
You're not even in the top 5.
None of us.
Huh. The article was from New Mexico. That was the state.
Oh.
That was the top worst state. And then the other four are Kentucky, North Dakota, South Dakota, and Iowa. You should have gone with Iowa.
Should have gone with Iowa because that place sucks.
Really?
So, I know, of all the places.
Or the Dakotas.
Well, at least we're not that shitty then.
Yeah.
That's a good thing.
Just all the mess. All the mess in New Mexico.
How many more questions you got there, Kelsey?
I have two more.
Two more. All right. Well, basically, Bender's up by two if the score stands the same.
Yeah. Well, he's up by one.
Well, he's up by one.
Yeah.
Sorry.
He's up 2-1 on the rest of us.
2-1 on us, so.
Yeah. This next one's kind of critical.
This one's kind of critical, and then we'll see what happens after that. That next one might have to be a tie-breaking type of question.
Yeah.
I think the person with the lowest score.
A tie-fucking kind of question.
After this question.
Is done.
You're out. So here we go. Kelsey.
Okay. Dense fog and rough seas contributed to the collision of a 64-foot yacht that ran aground after it broke free from its anchor. According to reports of the incident, the captain bottomed out near the inlet. She called for assistance and planned to be towed into the marina until the storm started and broke the vessel away from the anchor. Then began to drift to shore. No one was hurt.
Well, that's unfortunate.
Not Florida. No one calls it an inlet. No one. Yeah, I don't know. There's too many pointers on this one.
There are
inlets in Florida.
No, this is a Maine story.
Maine?
This is from Maine. There's a nor'easter rolling
nor'easter?
Through. That's what I picture. What's that song? That Billy Joel song. Remember that one? What was that song? Do you guys remember it?
I don't know what you're fucking talking about.
Do you know what the song about
Piano
the
Man?
No. Bender, do you know what song I'm talking about?
Rocket Man? It's Elton John.
River of Dreams?
You fucked me?
No.
That's...
Man, what is the song about
Can we go back to the game?
Sure, you guys keep going with the game.
Because I'm going to go ahead.
I'm going with Maine.
You're going with Maine.
I'm going definitely not Florida. It's Maine.
65-foot yacht?
64, it's huge.
That's pretty fucking massive. Nah, like, you don't.
It's Maine.
Are you guys in a town?
He doesn't need to. It's just Maine. He only knows one fucking
Bangor
town.
Even though I think that's an inland
city. It is, but okay.
Damn it. What's a?
I don't fucking know Maine,
right, maybe
bro.
Not Maine, but I think it's like New Hampshire-ish. I think it's like, it's up, I don't know, New England. It's Boston Harbor.
Boston? Boston Harbor?
By Jaws.
Where is it?
Amity Island.
All right, totally changing it up. Savannah, Georgia. New
what?
One.
Got totally it. Going, like totally fucking it up. We don't have
totally
to say Bismarck, North Dakota.
Savannah, Georgia. That's on the coast, motherfuckers.
Right. I'm going to say Quebec, Canada.
Albuquerque, New Mexico. Big ship town.
How about
all
just Mexico, Mexico?
El Paso.
There's only one town in Mexico, and it's Mexico.
Mexico.
What I say again?
Andale.
Savannah, Georgia.
The fuck?
So what are you saying?
Yeah, what do
my
you got?
Wiener. I'm going to say the Hamptons, New York.
What was I looking up again?
Doesn't matter. Tie.
Sticking with St. Petersburg.
St. Petersburg. Bender.
Yeah, you know, I got to go with tie. I'm feeling this is like a South Florida thing.
Yeah.
For sure. We're going I don't know, West Palm Beach or something.
West Palm. All right. And survey says...
Ty and Bender win.
Ah, wait, but...
Boom!
It's Florida. It's St. Augustine.
St. Augustine.
Wait, what did I guess?
We're out.
Petersburg.
That's what I meant. Damn it.
All right, well...
I think I'm officially untouchable, though. I don't know. I could be wrong.
Well, who gets the bonus point on that one for being closer?
That's the big question.
St. Pete's closer. I would think.
Well, hold on.
Do we get
somewhere? I mean, West Palm's on the right coast, but it's so south.
I think it's the coast that counts.
I don't... Well, no.
That's a big coast.
I don't know, man. That's
not
a big coast.
My odds or anything, but damn.
Can you tie?
Bender, what was I typing up? Remember...
So I win.
What was I
right?
looking for?
How did Ty win? He had nothing before.
No, I win.
Oh, yeah. You're like, no, you I don't understand. Win. I win.
Give an extra point, whatever. Yeah, I don't care.
No, hold on, and God damn it, you sons of bitches, I'm looking.
I don't think either one of us really get an extra point.
I'm you all get an
sure
extra point.
St. Pete is closer to St. Augustine than West Palm Beach is.
Yeah.
Positive.
Yeah, as the crow flies. As the bird flies. I suppose you're right. Bender, you just won your own newsstand.
What?
Wait, I have one more question.
No.
Well, no.
No, because Ty gets the bonus point right there.
Does he?
Yeah, that was a Ty bonus point.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay, then.
So really, the last round's just between me and Ty.
You
yeah,
and Ty.
Exactly.
Yeah,
exactly. It's you and Ty. Oh. It's you and Ty.
Because we're, you and I are at 1-1, right?
My revenge.
We're out. We're out.
We're done.
Kelsey, bend over, Ty.
Hit these guys
Sorry,
with
guys.
It.
Hit them. Hit them. Hit them hard.
All right, ready?
Yeah. Lock it up.
A school board voted to ban the Confederate flag in response to possibly racist vandalism on a black teacher's classroom door. The ban includes Confederate flags on students' clothing and on signs and banners at school sporting events. Some of the parents protested by saying the flag was seen as a symbol of pride and Southern heritage, and that the alleged vandalism was included, which included the initials KKK, was not racial.
No, no.
Okay, not at all.
No, KKK isn't racist. Nope.
Southern pride.
Southern pride. Well, it definitely doesn't rule out Florida, because there's a lot of fucking rednecks down here.
I know, but there's other states that are screaming
that are,
a little bit.
I think
more.
They have to work it out for themselves, Duncan.
So they they were trying to ban the displaying of the Confederate flag. Is that the whole point of this story? Or?
They did ban it at this particular school. It doesn't say what the school was, but
okay.
I'm gonna go with a crazy thing and say Mississippi.
What? Ty, you're breaking the formula.
It's a different game.
Oh, God.
You're like, I'm in a tie.
What?
Bender.
You know, I...
And if it's Florida, and you
Florida,
pick Florida.
Because I see it enough when I was there. I don't think people would do that. I'm going to say Georgia. Like, I think they'd stand up for that. Yeah,
Georgia. Okay.
Georgia.
Well, that's kind of bullshit because you're both going not Florida. But we'll see who's closer. Who's closer wins, I guess.
Yeah, I guess.
I don't know where this is in this state, but Hayes, Texas.
Damn.
Oh, well, Mississippi.
Mississippi is closer.
Yep.
Oh, Ty.
Ty has won Kelsey's newsstand.
You just out.
No, but I was
Bender.
Still a point up on him. So don't tie the end thing.
Quit your crying.
No, because he got the bonus
like
point in the last round.
Yeah.
Bonus point for what?
For being closer than you stand. It's Kelsey's new stand. It's a new stand.
New stand. I want it.
Kelsey's new
Did you like it? Did I do good?
Yes.
How'd she do, Bender?
I think it was good. It's interesting being on the other side because you've got a whole new perspective on the stories that I can't really dive into because I'd give away trade secrets, but it's interesting.
Trade secrets.
I like that.
Gotta watch out for those.
Sneaky.
Ty better watch out, though. I'm coming for him twice.
Everyone wants to fuck Ty.
Oh, that was awesome. Oh.
Yep.
That happened.
You just made me really laugh, buddy. And I just spit Gatorade all over my desk. So thanks,
that was awesome.
So
good
thanks,
job,
so
Bender.
Thanks for that. I'm probably going to have to watch the screen tomorrow.
like you don't watch that screen every night anyway. yep. Buzzing.
Good times. Well done.
Yeah, me too. I think it's about time.
That is a good show.
I think that was a great show. I liked wrapping it up with you. I liked having the call from the new villain of the Ono Radio Show, by the way, Jordan.
Yeah, fuck him.
He's kind of your arch nemesis, I'm not going to lie.
Yeah.
He's
dick punches all around. That's what I'm saying.
He's going to be sitting in Kelsey's spot.
What? Rude.
I'm sorry.
Now we both have to fight him.
Well, there we just go, you know. You're going to be back to sharing. I mean, come on.
Yeah.
You've not... You come on. Do I need to get real here?
No.
Fucking. I'm not even going to do this on air. No, seriously.
But I'm going to do it.
That's been the guest mic. All of you have fucked up the whole thing. Guess we're supposed to be there. You guys just let yourself in all every week and just sit down and fucking chickle, giggle, giggles. Like Teresa thinks she can just come in willy-nilly. And there's fucking Ty that just is ghost Ty that comes in second segment. I'm not dead anymore. Dies one week and just comes back to life. And he's all zombied and fucking dead and shit. And always an asshole when he's dead.
Sorry.
Damn. Yeah, that's right. So, all I'm trying to say is
all of you go fuck yourself.
All of you go fuck yourselves.
That's what I'm really trying to say.
I'll tell you
say.
Where to sit. We're going to have to get some added seating. We're going to have to figure something out because basically, yeah, we're outgrowing the studio. Yeah,
absolutely.
That is what is happening.
Yep.
That is what is happening. So, we're going to figure it out. We're going to get more microphones.
We're going to get more stuff.
We're going to get a better board. We're going to not have to bang on everything every episode.
Sorry.
Yeah, it's fucking irritating, I know. And it's more irritating to us than it is to everyone else. And, Jack, how has it sounded at least on your end? It seems like you can hear things.
Yeah, no, it sounds pretty good. Luckily, there was no interruptions from that Bane character. He's a bit rough on the
ears, I hear Bane's been a bit depressed. He texted me the other night, and
he means sodomized.
No, he actually did. He texted me, and it was kind of sad.
How did he get your number?
Oh no, we met on
chat roulette. It just so happens that Bane was just like...
He was flipping through.
Yeah.
And he stumbled on us and stumbled on me.
And your wiener.
I was just like, hey, wiggle, wiggle, wiggle. And he was doing the same, but his had a little mask on it.
I wondered about that.
Yeah. He has it's his second intake, so he has to, you know, he has to keep that protected all the time.
Yes.
Oh,
okay.
God. Oh Jesus! It's been a show.
It has been a show.
I'm signing off with some cheesy fucking pop music, and you can all go fuck yourselves.
That's right.
Call the show more often, Bender.
Yeah.
Yeah, we like it.
We love you.
I tweak my nipples.
Everyone else, Bender, we're leaving yet. Nipples. Say goodnight.
Until
next time. Yes, that's right. Duncan, you got anything?
Lick my taint.
Lick your taint.
Lick my taint.
Full of shits.
No shits. No shits. No fucks.
Completely empty.
Yeah. Bottomed out, bro.
Kelsey, anything else to add?
Have a merry Christmas. If we don't
have
leave
a merry fucking Christmas.
Cunts.
Ty.
Dead. I'm not dead. Whatever.
Who knows?
Whatever.
Enjoy your Christmas. Enjoy your holiday. We'll join you probably back in the new year, I'm guessing.
More than likely.
Who knows? We might squeeze one in. We might not.
We might be able to. We might be able to, actually.
I'm going ice skating tomorrow. I never mentioned that. Wish me luck.